This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The prospect of supplying Ukraine with fighter jets was expected to be high on the agenda Tuesday when Ukrainian Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov was in Paris for talks with French leaders. Ukrainian officials have called on their Western allies to send the jets in order to better respond to Russia's invasion, but so far those calls have been met with wariness. When asked by reporters if France would consider sending fighter jets to Ukraine, French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday nothing is excluded, but laid out multiple conditions before such a step could be taken. Those included the equipment could not touch Russian soil, would not lead to an escalation of tensions, and would not weaken the capacities of the French army. When U.S. President Joe Biden was asked the same question about sending U.S. F-16 fighter jets, his answer was simply no. Australian Defense Minister Richard Marlis and Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong in Europe for talks with key allies have announced an agreement with France to jointly produce thousands of artillery shells to help Ukraine in its fight with Russia. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney for VOA.
French and Australian officials say several thousand 155mm artillery shells will be manufactured jointly by French arms supplier Nexter, while Australia will supply the gunpowder. The first supplies are expected to be delivered to Ukraine by the end of April. Australia is the largest non-NATO contributor to Ukraine's war efforts. It supplied missiles and Bushmaster armoured personnel carriers. A group of up to 70 Australian Defence Force personnel has also been stationed in Britain to help train Ukrainian troops. Australia also has sweeping sanctions on Russia, the most severe Canberra has ever imposed on a foreign government. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's Middle East visit continued Tuesday in the West Bank city of Ramallah, where he met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Blinken arrived in the region reaffirming the U.S. commitment to peace in the Middle East amidst a rise of violence in the region and growing concerns over Iran's nuclear ambitions. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias has more.
After holding high-level talks in Egypt, Secretary Blinken traveled to Israel, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated his concerns about Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Our policy and my policy is to do everything within Israel's power to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. And that will remain so. But obviously the fact that we and the United States are working together is something that is important for this common goal as well.
The top U.S. diplomat also pointed to Tehran's support of Russia's war in Ukraine.
The regime is now providing drones that Russia is using to kill innocent Ukrainian civilians. In turn, Russia is providing sophisticated weaponry to Iran.
Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The United States and South Korea Tuesday announced they will increase the pace and scope of joint military exercises and expand intelligence sharing in response to repeated and more frequent missile tests by North Korea. During a joint news conference in Seoul, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-yoo-sup promised a more resolute response to what they describe as Pyongyang's unprecedented level of provocations over the past year.
In my remarks, you heard me talk about some of the things that we've done in the past. We deployed fifth-generation aircraft, F-22s, F-35s. We also deployed a carrier strike group to visit the peninsula. You can look for more of that kind of activity going forward. But in addition to that, you can look to see deeper consultation between our two countries and that leadership.
The two defense ministers spoke following an hour-long meeting at the Ministry of National Defense in Seoul. Pope Francis has started a six-day visit to Congo and South Sudan, where he'll bring a message of peace to countries riven by poverty and conflict. Aid groups are hoping Francis's trip will shine a spotlight on some of the world's forgotten conflicts, but Francis's trip will also bring him face-to-face with the future of the Catholic Church. Africa is one of the only places in the world where the Catholic flock is actually growing in terms of practicing faithful, as well as fresh vocations to the priesthood and religious life. That makes the trip particularly important as Francis nears the 10-year mark in his papacy. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.